Our guest today, the band Not a Surfer, originally from New York and celebrating their 20th anniversary as a band this year with their 7th album. It's called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy, and it came out on Barsuk Records in January. Back in the 90s, the band had an MTV hit. While signed to Elektra Records, they were dropped but have found a second life as an indie band. Before this new album, they put out a covers album, and I asked lead singer and writer Matthew Cause if working on that project informed this new album.
Well, it did. You know, first of all, it kept us busy so that when we got around to working on this record, you know, we hadn't gone soft. You know, the machine was turning over, and that was good. But then the other thing we learned was that it seems like a very simple thing to learn so late in our personal game, but we learned that having the songs finished before going to the studio is a very, very good idea on a practical level and also in terms of how we play. So that's why on this record we just stayed in the practice space until we were really ready. You know, we didn't book any studio time until we had a record ready to go, and I think it helped us have more fun, really.
And didn't you do a little around the release of that? You played your past albums in their entirety. Did one of those little tours?
Yeah, that was great. Well, actually, it was just 3 nights to celebrate the release of If I Had a Hi-Fi. We did Let Go one night in one club in New York, and then The Weight Is a Gift the next night in a different club, and Lucky the next night in a third club. And that was, you know, A, great, B, a learning experience, because a lot of those songs we didn't know how to play anymore. But also it forced us to listen to that stack of songs in their entirety. And, you know, personally, I realized I wanted to really make an effort to kind of write a little bit more about the outside world and not so much about myself. And also there was so much kind of mid-tempo stuff, not to speak about something completely practical, but we thought, you know, we really like playing a little faster than that, which is what we do on stage. So we really, for this record, we didn't worry about whether we needed to, you know, be careful or try and make something that was kind of elegant or something. We just did exactly what we feel. And I'm really excited because this record, to me, sounds more like what we really sound like.
Yeah, it's very much in your face, which is very, very nice. How did you actually end up capturing that?
Well, again, just by being ready, and also we only booked a studio to do basic tracks for 5 days, so we kind of gave ourselves a time restriction, which made us kind of really stay on top of it and keep it snappy.
Now, I've seen the set list, so I know that you're going to do this song I love called Teenage Dreams, which has a great line, it's never too late for teenage dreams. Boy, is that a somebody heading towards middle age line, if I ever heard one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. It's something I might have said in my 20s, honestly, but I didn't. I'm saying it now. Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I'm a naive believer in that you can always choose your life path even when you're, you know, in the middle of the road.
Yeah, you know, amen to that.
You're halfway there.
Yeah. And Matthew, I tell you, it sounds like you could have written it when you were 18. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
So can you do that one to get us going?
Definitely. All right, Teenage Dreams. Here we go.
Trust the mind, take his common sense, give it blood and time. Can't talk much, just a little bit. The truth is a tree if you start shaking it. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tear by a subway breakdancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. It's never too late. It's never too late for teenage dreams. Teenage dreams. The wind is blowing. Did you mark that speed? In between the days when the tremor ceases and the overstock of these easy times hides the warnings of birds in coal mines. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. tear by a subway breakdancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. You'll get through the days when you wait too late. And the clouds eat the top off of the Empire State. Even those days. Did you get the feeling someone's listening? Through everyone's over talking, we sit, we wait, and we empty our plates. Let's prove it this year, something's coming. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tier by a subway breakdancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. It's never too late. It's never too late for teenage dreams. Teenage dreams. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tier by a subway breakdancer. Subway breakdancer, teenage dreams. A subway breakdancer, teenage dreams. A subway breakdancer.
New music from Not a Surf on the Cafe today. Matthew Cos, Daniel Lorca, Ira Elliott. Back in the saddle with his new album, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. Explain that title is sort of speaks for itself from what it has to say, but where does it come from?
Well, it comes from my dad. He's a philosophy professor, and that's something that he's been saying in class for many years to his students. So it's a real kick for us to, you know, use a family right. title, right. so to speak. But yeah, it's something he says to his students to try and make a point about maybe the relative insignificance of man, and maybe something also about our presumption, thinking that what we think about things can define them. The sort of a full picture of what he says is something like a bird doesn't know it's called a bird, and a dog doesn't know it's called a dog, and stars and planets don't know that we gave them names, and it doesn't matter to them.
Does that work into being a theme for the album lyrically?
Yeah, it does a little bit. You know, I mean, there are a few themes. You know, it's your usual, you know, alienation through technology, not being around that many people anymore, staring at our screens, you know, the disconnect between the rich and the poor, and all staring at our various, you know, cable news shows that reflect our exact opinions back to us, and we're all getting lost in our own little rabbit holes of thinking that we're right, et cetera. And also something about nature, you know. I have nothing intelligent or useful to say about climate change, but, you know, I think, like, everybody should be, maybe. I feel really haunted by it. You know, it's this enormous thing that's happening, and it's kind of invisible, but you kind of know it's coming. And so the title makes me think something like, you know, climate change is indifferent to your belief in it or not, and people who are deniers aren't going to be helped by that opinion.
This is true. All right, not a surfer playing live. What's next?
The next one is Waiting for Something. Here it comes.
It always feels like I'm waiting for something. always feels like I'm waiting for something. Elusive energy, hard to hold. Well, I'm looking for it now and will be when I'm old. Whoever put that fist in the square must have been a good friend to the mayor. Driving by Spanish roundabout art, it's gotta be who you know. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. Have I known you for 10,000 days? Is there no other way to go? It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. I can feel it now, once in a while now. You better grow. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something.
Waiting for something, another one of the new ones from Not a Surfer. We're playing live for us today in the cafe. And I have a question for a lyric for that, and I kind of realize it kind of dovetails into something that the novelist Jennifer Egan said about your band. There's a little point in there where you talk about driving by Spanish roundabout art.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know if I should throw this to Daniel or not, because I understand you're living back in Spain now, but what is Spanish roundabout art?
It's redonkulous. we don't have money to pay for schools or hospitals, but all this money is being thrown by the local governments. That are backed by the national government. It's just being thrown at, like, you know, your nephew that happens to make art, and so they build this gigantic statue in the middle of a roundabout that costs hundreds and hundreds of thousands of euros. And it's really pretty ridiculous, though. It's just, you know, it's just kickbacks and corruption, and it's pretty silly.
Yeah, there's a lot of great art in Spain, but it's not in the roundabouts. That's some really abstract stuff, which I think is dangerous for traffic, you know, because you're craning your neck like, what is that?
Trying to figure it out. That's funny.
Yeah.
Matthew, you've moved to London, so you're effectively, so you guys are in three different spaces.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Has it made any difference?
Well, you know,
good, bad,
not so much. I mean, I miss the days of having a practice space that we would go to a few times a week, you know, and that's many years ago now. But now we do it in a more concentrated way and get together for a few months. No matter where we're living, we'll just meet up at Daniel's apartment in New York and work it out. So it hasn't made that much of a difference. It's cool.
When I mentioned Jennifer Egan, she wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel from last year, Visit from the Goon Squad, and she came clean and says she writes to Not a Surf. And at first I thought, oh God, that's not good if it's going to be background music, but that's not why she says. She says she writes about it because it's you write about the very subtle moments of everyday life. You make it look and feel very easy and natural. That must have been nice to hear.
It was really nice to hear. You know, I love that book, I read it before hearing that she was a fan. So no, it's very, very gratifying. But you know, even if it was background music, I take that as a compliment as well. Some of my favorite records are ones that I listen to while I'm, you know, dusting the apartment. You know what I mean? It's a compliment.
That's true. And In a Silent Way has accompanied very many things for me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right.
So
yeah, no, it was great to hear. I think it's great. She's a really great writer. So,
have you guys met?
It feels good. No, I haven't.
Ah, well,
maybe one day.
Facilitate that. Not a Surf, our guest. There is a song on here, a beautiful one. You're playing a lot of acoustic guitars today anyway, but it's one that a really beautiful song called When I Was Young. Did you just see that one as kind of a sonic break, or how did that one fit in?
Yeah, we didn't really do it on purpose that way, although I guess if it hadn't been there, maybe we would have tried to come up with something quiet because the rest of the record is pretty loud. No, that chorus, the part when I was young, I didn't know if I was better off asleep or up, is something that we've had for a really long time, and for some reason we could never finish it. But last year I was just getting into English folk music, like Bert Jansch and Briggs and things like that, and I've never been a good finger picker. And this very simple pattern is the height of my ability. So I put these four chords together as just kind of an exercise and just did it for days and days and days and started just kind of singing a song to it. And I guess I had the other one in mind, so it's a bit like, you know, this is a 7-year writing process.
Yeah, cool song. I like it.
No, thanks so much.
It's amazing how much time love saves you at first when you rediscover your reason to work and your aimless dreaming has found a target and you normalize and greet all function returned. Came home early, 1:45, I don't need more wine, I'm coming for you. We carry pictures in our pretend wallets of ourselves in heavily edited 70s with better handwriting and longer days at the park and dinners with no drama, the professor and Marianne. Came home early, 1:45, I don't need more wine, I'm coming for you. Sleep or up. Now I've grown up. I wonder what was that world I was dreaming of. When I was young, I didn't know if I was better off asleep or up. Now I've grown up. I wonder what was that world I was dreaming of. What was that world I was dreaming of? What was that world I was dreaming of? Late summer return, airless apartment, I lean out the window. Deals on irregular shirts, same fried delight as last year, but more so. When I was young, I didn't know if I was better off asleep or up. Now I've grown up, I wonder what was that world I was dreaming of. What was that world I was dreaming of? What was that world I was dreaming of?
That's When I Was Young, Not a Serf, playing a live acoustic session for us today with Matthew Cause, playing both kinds of guitar quite well. Thank you. That was great. Indeed. So, did you go on jags of listening to different things, and did that have anything to do with moving to England and hearing more of the British folky stuff?
No, it didn't, though I've been enjoying it a lot there, and those records are easier to find. No, I moved to Cambridge, England, actually. That's where my son is. I was moving to be closer to him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to finish up with?
Oh, well, we'll do... We're going to do Looking Through, which is the last song we wrote for the record, and it was the quickest one to record, so it was a lot of fun for us. And here we go, Looking Through, everybody.
A one, a two, a one, a two, three, four. I'm not really here, I'm just looking through. I'm watching your life, you're watching mine too. Can I join you for a circle on the ride? They say you die of shame, not cold in the wild. Is it true? Is it done? Or is it over? Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Are you dancing? Are you dancing? Are you dancing? Are you dancing? Move away from memory. Move to the core. I didn't notice anything. No frame to the door. Every birthday candle that ever got blown out was one more year of someone trying to figure it all out. Is it true? Is it done? Or is it over? Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all? The same, I still turn the same way to my name. Don't say you need trouble to run from, to run. We see lines in symmetry sometimes, or they are none. I really like it quiet, but I really like it loud. Always changing, never changing, never. true? Is it done? Or is it over? Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Are you dancing? Are you dancing it out? Are you dancing? Are you dancing it out? You better stop dancing. Are you dancing it out? You better stop dancing. Are you dancing it
out? Looking through Not a Surfer, I guess the stars are indifferent to astronomy. It's the new album. Thank you guys so much, and thanks to our friends at KEXP for recording the proceedings today.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. We really had a good time. And sounds like you're right here.
Maybe I am.
Not a...